emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Dan Wilson. Reform UK has rejected claims by their former co-leader that the party is being run like a circus. Ben Habib told us Zia Yusuf's brief resignation as chairman was not grown-up politics. It came after he called a question over banning the burqa dumb. The Shadow Home Secretary Chris Phillips says it's a shambles.
It just underlines the fact Reform is essentially a one-man personality cult and essentially a protest party. Nigel Farage has fallen out with loads of different people over the years, going back to Alan Sked in the 1990s, Rupert Lowe earlier this year, and now he's fallen in and out of bed with Mr. Yusuf. It's all a bit chaotic.
A cabinet minister has admitted details on changes to the winter fuel payments will not be given in this week's spending review. Millions of people are waiting to hear who will be entitled to the benefit after a government U-turn on cutbacks. Two boys and a girl have been charged with the attempted murder of a teenager in Sunderland. The 15-year-old was found with serious injuries after a stabbing in a park in New Herrington on Friday. They are due in court tomorrow. The Prince of Wales has urged global leaders to do more to protect the world's oceans. Speaking in Monaco, William said marine life was diminishing before our eyes due to overfishing and plastic pollution. And the top two seeds at the French Open are beginning their fight this afternoon for the men's title at Roland Garros. Defending champion Carlos Alcaraz is up against Yannick Sinner in Paris. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Hello again, Joanna Gosling, bringing you the sounds of your Sunday afternoon. Wherever you are, whatever you're up to, I've got your soundtrack.
Joanna Gosling
on Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
That was the prelude to the Victorian Kitchen Garden by Paul Reed, performed by Emma Johnson and Skylar Kanga. And before it, we heard the second waltz from Shostakovich's Jazz Suite No. 2, played by the Philharmonic Orchestra of Radio France. Hello to you, Joanna Gosling here with the music for your Sunday afternoon. I hope you're having a good one. We've been talking about humble heroes after I was a bit evangelical about the joy of a plastic poncho in the rain. Well, I love this twist on the theme from Lowry in Herefordshire. Humble heroes, my father Romilly has had a long military career and yet he never talks about it or ever complains about anything. It's his birthday today, and so I think it's amazing that you've chosen humble heroes as a subject today. We've been listening to Classic FM nearly all day, and whilst he opens his cards and a few gifts, thank you for such a lovely soundtrack to it. You're so welcome, and happy birthday to you, Romilly, from us at Classic FM. This is for you. It's Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The finale of Hummel's Trumpet Concerto, played by Wynton Marsalis and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And before it, we heard the second movement of Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, performed by Zeffiro. OK, it is 2:15 and it is time to stop the clock on Classic FM. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, for the next 9 minutes anyway, as we immerse ourselves in one very special piece of music. And we're going to listen to Philip Glass's Violin Concerto, which he wrote in 1987 in memory of his beloved father, Ben, who adored the great violin concertos by Tchaikovsky, Beethoven, Brahms, Mendelssohn, all of them. Philip said, "I aspired to write a piece he would have liked." He wrote it in 1987, and sadly his father never got to hear it because he'd passed away 13 years before. But I'm thrilled to be able to bring you an advance play of a new release of the work out next week. It's a live recording of Anne Akiko Myers and the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And this little nugget from Anne Akiko Myers floored me. She noticed there are three notes inside the score, D, A, D. After the introduction in the first movement, the percussion sets the stage for a big entrance for the violin soloist who plays those notes, D, A, D. When she remarked on it, Glass said, "Over the years, over the decades, many performances and many recordings, and no one has ever mentioned that to me." And he said, I don't know how I could have made it more obvious.
Thank you.
That was Anne Akiko-Myers and the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Gustavo Dudamel, playing the second movement of Philip Glass's beautiful violin concerto. Our Stop the Clock piece this Sunday afternoon on Classic FM. And next, it is Bach's Toccata and Fugue.
Thank you.
Organist William McVicar playing Bach's brilliant Toccata and Fugue. Stanley Meyer's Cavatina is on the way next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from Home Instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person, or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house, and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly. To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Abrahams, Principal Cosmetic Dentist at Smarmore Dental Care St John's Wood. I refer my implant patients to Darwin and Tanner, and consider them to be an extension of my fabulous team. I trust the team at Darwin & Tanner to help me give my patients the smile they've always wanted.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology and techniques. Visit darwinandtanner.co.uk.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Interest rates, benefits, trade deals, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, the perfect addition to the first couple of the day, your morning stretches or hitting the books.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Joanna Gosling
on Classic FM.
That was the Act 3 entr'acte from Bizet's opera Carmen, played by the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra. And before it, Joran Solskjær played Stanley Meyer's Cavatina. Joanna Gosling with you on Sunday afternoon on Classic FM. I hope you're having a good day. Maria in Norwich's, she got a load of bargain plants at the garden centre when all she went in for was a bag of soil. And Chrissy is listening in West London while doing a puzzle. Classic Sunday afternoon activities. Perfect. What are you up to? 6 18 12 to text me. The first movement of Joseph Bologne's ninth violin concerto, played by Renaud Capuçon and the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. Joseph Bologne, a groundbreaking musician born in 1745 to an enslaved mother. His father was a white plantation owner, and he is one of the first known classical music composers of African descent. It's almost 3 o'clock, which means we are cherry picking three crowd pleasers from the Classic FM Hall of Fame next. And there's another pioneer amongst them. Find out who straight after the latest news headlines with Dan.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Combine your pensions with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
No one can fault you for trying! Yep! But cooking...
isn't for everyone. So, your dinner party has no dinner, but at least your table setting is immaculate. The candles, gorgeous. Softly scalloped champagne flutes, delightful. That pie might be burnt, but that speckled serving plate is straight up fire.
Don't worry, we can eat around it.
A blaze of glory. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for breast cancer now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now, Afternoon Tea.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get alive.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
Over 50s life cover from Post Office guarantees acceptance for 50 to 80 year olds with no health checks and a gift card worth £125. Plus 24/7 online GP access. It's never too late to start something new, like life cover or hitting the open road. Visit www.postoffice.co.uk/cover-me. Offer ends 30th of March 2026. Minimum premiums apply. GP access is non-contractual and may be withdrawn anytime. Total payments could exceed payout.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Imagine if Marla was your matchmaker. With Classic FM Romance, that's kind of the case. It's Classic FM's popular dating site, so it's the perfect place to meet someone special who shares your values, interests and love of music, even your hilarious classical music puns. Sign up for free and choose who you match with at classicfmromance.com.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including well man, well woman, well baby, and well kid. From Boots, pharmacies, and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Dan Wilson. Reform UK has been labelled a circus by their former deputy leader, Ben Habib. He told us that Zia Yusuf's decision to resign as chairman before returning last night was not grown-up politics. It's after he disagreed with a party MP who called for a ban on the burqa. But the current deputy leader, Richard Tice, has defended her.
Sarah Poaching, quite rightly, raised it in the House of Commons. The Prime Minister
chose not to answer the question. But now we've triggered a proper debate. Most people across the country had no idea. Seven European nations have banned the burqa. Maybe we've got things to learn from other nations rather than be arrogantly thinking we know best.
A government minister has urged pensioners to be patient on changes to winter fuel payments. There had been hopes details of a U-turn on cutbacks to the benefits would be announced in the spending review this week. Israel's defence minister says he has told the country's military to do whatever is necessary to stop a boat carrying aid from reaching Gaza. The vessel is also carrying activists, including Greta Thunberg, who left Sicily last weekend. Three teenagers have been charged with attempted murder after a 15-year-old boy was stabbed in Sunderland. He was found with serious injuries on Friday in a park in New Harrington. And the Prince of Wales has warned the challenge of protecting our oceans is like nothing we've faced before. Prince William told a forum in Monaco that marine life is diminishing before our eyes due to plastic pollution and overfishing. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, Joanna Gosling.